G.A. Pro-Life Group, Warnock's support for disproportionate slaughter of black babies beyond disturbing. By Dr. Susan Berry on December 10, 2020. A Georgia pro-life organization joined with other leaders for life in condemning Democrat Senate candidate Raphael Warnock and his use of faith and scripture to justify abortion on demand through all 9 months of pregnancy. Mr. Warnock's support for the disproportionate slaughter of African-American babies is beyond disturbing, said Joshua Edmonds of Georgia Life Alliance Action. Warnock, a megachurch pastor, tweeted Tuesday, "I am a pro-choice pastor, and has repeatedly used scripture to justify abortion at any time during pregnancy." The Democrat, who is running against Senator Kelly Loeffler, R., in the Georgia Senate runoff race, also said during an interview in August that abortion is consistent with my view as a Christian minister. Edmonds elaborated further. While the black community only represents 32% of the state's population, they shockingly represent 69% of all abortions statewide. For every 1,000 black babies born alive in Georgia in 2019, 413 black babies were tragically murdered at the hands of abortionists with the consent of Raphael Warnock. For the pastor of the spiritual home of Martin Luther King Jr. to callously lead his sheep to the slaughter is an affront to the gospel in every conceivable way. Abortion industry giants, such as Planned Parenthood and NARAL, have endorsed Warnock. Carol Tobias, president of National Right to Life, commented that Planned Parenthood is endorsing Warnock at the same time the abortion vendor is responsible for the deaths of more than 345,000 unborn babies every year. Warnock made it clear in the debate that he would oppose any effort to protect unborn babies at any stage of pregnancy, and he believes Georgians should pay for abortion with their tax dollars, she explained. Cole Muzio of Family Policy Alliance of Georgia said Warnock's radical pro-abortion views are completely at odds with Christian faith. As a pastor, radical pro-abortion Raphael Warnock continues to deny the great commandment to love thy neighbor, Muzio asserted. Contrary to his stated faith, Warnock's extremist views align with the political fringe, believing those that the psalmist declares were knit together in their mother's womb can have their beating hearts silenced up to and even after birth. Loeffler has the endorsement of every major pro-life group in the nation. Marjorie Tannenfelser, president of the Susan B. Anthony List, said the senator has led the fight for compassionate, popular pro-life legislation that upholds the dignity of life and protects women. Her authentic pro-life, pro-woman leadership beautifully contrasts with the extremism of Raphael Warnock. The pro-life leader continued, a pro-abortion radical who distorts scripture to justify his support for abortion on demand, for any reason, through the moment of birth.